7J Mobile. 7J, KO4HKX. Good morning, Bob. Got a traffic light here. I don't know if you're copying. I got you. Job sites this morning. I'm going to try and get, got today and tomorrow. I should be able to finish this job up. Today. Nashville. Guy's house got flooded. So I'm working in his basement, redoing paneling for him and stuff.
Since you retired, it's just like a handyman or odd jobs.
A month. This will probably be the last job I take now until after the convention. Probably won't take on much more until October now. And actually, the first week or so in October, I want to take that week off. I want to swap out some antennas.
Go over and check out your antenna farm.
Whenever you'd like. I'm around a good part of the time. You just let me know when you want to come. I'll make sure I don't work that day.
A tool truck to come by there?
Oh, yeah. Anytime. Pretty much, there's all kinds of room down there for you to turn your truck around.
My limiting factor is having to drive home and get something else to come back.
No, you can, I live on a street. We got like 9 houses on the street, but I live at the very end, and there's a big cul-de-sac down there where you can turn around. You know, it's no. I've had semi trucks down there before, so no big deal.
Okay, you live somewhere off of Sugarloaf too, don't you?
Yeah, I live off of Sugarloaf and Pace Road.
Heard you say that before.
Yeah, my street is off of Pace Road between Highway 64 and Sugarloaf Road, just about right in the middle, off of Pace Road. ESC DXA this Thursday, if you're interested as well, come out and join the meeting.
I try to do that. I know tonight is Greer Club meeting. I'm going to try to make it there also.
Yeah, I'd go to the Greer meetings because they're a good group of folks down there. It's just too far for me to drive there and back. I mean, it's an hour and 15, 20 minutes each way.
I just happen to already be down here, so that's just the best place for me to go to a club meeting, I guess.
Meetings really, except for the NCDXCC meeting, which is in Hendersonville, are a good bit of a cruise for me. The meeting, the NCDXA meeting, that one's about 45 minutes, something like that. The NCDXCC is right here in Hendersonville, so that one's close by. But for some reason, I just don't make it to that meeting much anymore. I just got too much other stuff I'm doing.
The Hendersonville club meeting, Blue Ridge or something.
Yeah, those meetings are actually in Jackson Park at their place over there. And I have attended a few of them. It's not that I don't enjoy that club. In fact, I operate for them at field day, and I help out their members anytime I can. I just sometimes just kind of slips my mind and I don't think it, but that's a good group of folks, too.
What about getting my license? I messaged them on Facebook Messenger. That was during the pandemic, and you couldn't hardly get with anybody on anything.
Well, that's a good group of folks over there. I know several of them, and like I said, every year I do go down and operate for them. A couple hours on Saturday, and a couple hours on Sunday morning, and they've got several members there that I have assisted in building and putting up antennas and what have you.
No, I haven't talked to but one or two of them on 640.
Sunday night, I think Sid still calls it. I know Sid pretty well, although I haven't seen him in a while. I hope he's doing well. But I helped get his beam up and his tower up as well, and some other wires and stuff like that. So
doing good. He checks into the 610 net quite often. And I can't make the 640 repeater from my house. I can hear it, but it's real scratchy.
Good repeater. That's a good, clear repeater. But yeah, I like Sid. He's a piece of work. I've been to his house many, many times. And I should actually call him and see how he's doing. Sid was the first guy that I talked to before I got my license. and actually the first guy that I made contact with when I got my license on the repeater there.
Once the foliage comes off the trees, I'll be able to get into the repeater again from the house, but right now I just can't do it.
What are you using for antenna?
I have the Tram, I don't know, 2 meter, 440. It's a 16 foot long, I can't remember the number on it, but it's up about 30 feet.
Where do you live again? Whereabouts?
Carson, Transylvania County line on Crab Creek.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're probably just right on the very edge of it. But I would think maybe you might be able to get into it once the leaves drop, you might be able to get to it.
Winter, so we'll get hopefully that's all it is. And when I'm mobile, I can get into it, no problem. So I'm hoping it's just the foliage and where I'm back in a cove a little bit.
That we use as well, 147.285, I think it is. I'm sure you could probably get into that one.
Is it 147.105 by chance?
Hang on. 147.285. I forget what the tone is on it, but it's 147.285.
Probably got it programmed in, just haven't heard anybody on it yet.
Yeah, that's one that we always refer to it as the other repeater. I don't know, we probably don't hand it out a lot, you know what I mean, to try and keep the traffic a little bit lower, but it's a very good repeater. And I'm sure where you live, I know where that repeater's at, you should probably be able to hit it. But it's not used nearly as much as, say, this one here.
Many that are used as much as this one. I listen and scan a lot during the evening and on the weekends, and this one here is just going all the time just about it.
A lot of new hams are on the air now in the last, since the pandemic kind of started and stopped and started. So it's in pretty good use right now. It did kind of have a lull for sure. Now the Mount Mitchell repeater, that one gets a lot of traffic as well.
Sometimes too. There's a good group of guys on there, and a couple of them are actually on this repeater.
Yeah, I'd be one of them because I usually in the morning I have this repeater on and I have the Mount Mitchell repeater on, and I'll usually talk to whoever depending on which direction I'm heading. Today I'm heading towards Asheville, so I've got the Mount Mitchell repeater on the other side of the radio.
APRS on the other side of my radio, but I think I'm going to start switching it off during the day.
That deal there, I did that for a while. There's a lot of stuff that I've done on ham radio that I don't do anymore. I used to do mobile HF too. I just got to be kind of too much work to get the grounding and everything. And I did get it mastered on my other truck. I worked Germany and stuff in my mobile. But since I'm driving the Hummer now, I haven't redone it.
I've been studying up on right now and reading up on is antenna grounding and bonding in mobile applications.
A little screwdriver that I used and a tuner and a mobile tuner and a mobile screwdriver, little screwdriver, and I had bonding. I mean, I had gone to great lengths on my FJ Cruiser, and it worked pretty good. Like I said, I've worked Germany, I've worked some pretty far away places mobile, but it's a lot of work to get it grounded properly to make it really work well.
Been reading about and figuring out that is a lot of work.
FJ Cruiser, I took it all out of there, and I just did not want to go through the same ordeal to put it back in this truck. So I sold all the mobile stuff actually, and I put that money into more stuff at home, which I probably didn't need, but in any event, I did.
Get over there with you in the next week or two. I got to go out of town this weekend, so I'll be busy. But we'll try to get over there here, meet you in the next week or two.
Out and you're in the area, just you can look me up on QRZ, go to my website. My phone number is actually up there. Give me a call or a text if you're in the area. Like I said, I'm working today and tomorrow, and then I don't really expect to take any more work through the end of September because we've got the W4 DXCC convention coming up here in just a little more than a week or so, I guess, and I'll be out of town for that, and just a lot of other things. Plus, like I said, I want to swap out my antennas when I get back from the convention.
I've been focusing my time and attention on learning antennas, so from what I hear, you're the person to talk to.
Love that. I've learned a lot over the years. I'm not real competent in designing antennas, but if I get a design and plans, I can definitely build them. And I've got several antennas sitting at my house. I have too many antennas sitting at my house on sawhorses. I've got an 80-meter beam. I've got a step IR, a three-element step IR. I've got a C31. I've got several antennas laying on the ground that I need to. I'm going to get Dave's power trailer and bring it over, and I'm going to put the step IR up on it and do a little bit of monkeying around with that. And I'm going to put the C31 up on it one day and just kind of see what they'll do just for the fun of it.
Sounds kind of interesting. So maybe you can get it all done. Show me how you done it.
Welcome anytime. Just a phone call, text message, email, whatever. I'll walk you around and show you what I got. And like I said, I'm not a genius, but I can follow a plan.
Need instructions?
Only necessary, and I can't figure it out without reading, then I will go to reading.
Hail kryptonite.
Foundation for the logbook of the world, I tell everybody, do what most hams don't want to do, read the instructions first. But I'm not exactly leading by example there because I'm one of these guys that, I can figure it out. And then when I get halfway through, it's like, well, maybe I better go look at the instruction book.
Usually my approach also.
Camera, I wouldn't even open the book up until I needed to know something specific, how to do it on that particular camera. Then I would go and read just that part to figure out just what I wanted to do. I don't know that I've ever read an instruction manual on a new camera, and I've had a lot of them.
I'm afraid more of us are that way than we care to admit.
Or, don't like to take instruction well.
Off here and say 73s for now, and I'll keep an ear out for you later today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Alrighty, have a good morning. Appreciate the ride along. I'm getting up here into Asheville. Probably going to lose the repeater shortly anyway. Have a good day. Stay safe. ND7J4.